Hello, and welcome to episode number 15 of the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to be discussing how to create a solid logline that draws people in. Now, if you follow me on Twitter and Instagram, then you probably remember the other day when I tweeted about the legendary logline formula, and I go into detail with that even more in my course, Script from Scratch, where I teach published authors how to transition from book to script, whether they have a novel, a memoir, or an autobiography. And a logline is typically the first step that people take towards writing a screenplay. And a lot of the time, especially with people that are new to screenwriting, they look at the logline as, oh, it's short, so that means it's simple. I'm sorry, no, it doesn't. A logline is a tricky thing. Don't be fooled by the fact that it's short. Don't be fooled by the fact that it's a sentence at the most. Maybe two, but in my opinion, two is pushing it. You always want to aim for one strong sentence because that is your elevator pitch when you are in that pitch meeting, when you're out to coffee with people from the industry, when you're talking to people in a public setting, maybe you're literally getting on the elevator. That is what you're going to use to hook people in to try and sell them on your story and your concept and your theme. And you want it to be solid. So what you need, let me pull it up just so I don't miss anything. I have it right here on Twitter. Shout out to everyone who retweeted what I wrote about the legendary logline formula. Let me put it up here because I want to make sure I have it all. Okay, so here we go. So number one, you need the protagonist, aka your central or main character. Then you need the inciting incident. And that is really what makes a huge domino effect ensue throughout your story. So think about a movie you've seen. Think about a TV show you've watched in the early season, in the early stages. Think about that one moment that changed everything. Maybe you're writing a story about a family. Maybe three girls grow up in this amazing house with loving parents, but the parents are killed in a random car accident, and as a result they have to go and move in with their grandparents. That's the inciting incident. That's an example, because think about it, if their parents hadn't passed away unexpectedly, these girls would still be living their lives, right? They wouldn't have had to uproot and leave their friends and everything they know and the house they grew up in and change schools and all that kind of stuff, right? They would still be living their lives. So that one incident changed everything. Ask yourself, what is that one incident in your story early on that changes everything? And number three, you have the goal of the protagonist. And this is really important because a lot of writers get stuck on this one right here. What does your character want? Above all, your character has to want something. They have to have something or someone that they want, that they are working towards. For one character, it might be he wants to get the popular girl. For another character, it might be that she wants to leave her small town and move to the big city and pursue that creative dream. For another character, it might mean she wants to get married and have a family, but she's having a hard time finding the right guy. For another character, it might mean he wants to quit his 9-to-5 and start a business and make that leap. It could be anything, right? I don't care what it is, but they have to want something. And a lot of the time, I read so many scripts where we get all the way to page 20 and we don't even know who this character is, what they want. We don't know until page 30 almost. And I've said this to writers before, and they've said, oh, but by page 30, it's revealed. And then my response is, yeah, but we shouldn't have to wait until page 30. We should know before page 10, or at least by page 10, who they are, the setup, what they want, all that stuff should be in there. It shouldn't take us 30 pages to get there. And that is often where we have to go to the drawing board and reevaluate what's going on within the story. And then number four, which is another big one that people miss, and this is the last part of the formula, you need central conflict. And I had a lot of people asking me, what is central conflict? Central conflict is the obstacle, the challenge, the sacrifice, the uncomfortable thing that your character is going to have to do, because you cannot keep them comfortable. They cannot be stagnant. They have to be in a position where they're constantly evolving. The worst thing ever is a character that never evolves, because then there is no journey. The journey has to be challenging. It has to be captivating. It has to be something that gets them comfortable with being uncomfortable. You have to push them into the deep end of the pool, literally and figuratively. You have to push them off a cliff, literally and figuratively. You're not allowed to keep them in the kiddie pool where it's safe. You can't just keep them in the shallow end of the pool. You have to put them in there with the sharks. You have to just throw them in. And they may not like it, but they're going to be forced to sink or swim and get all the way to fade in. And that is the purpose of the central conflict. And this is why character bios are so important. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I harp on character bios all the time. And the reason I do that is because I want you guys to know your characters inside and out. Because when you know them inside and out, you know what makes your character uncomfortable. You know what he or she is afraid of. You know what their childhood trauma is. You know what types of conversations get them triggered. You know their weaknesses, their strengths. You know all of that. You know who they have a crush on. You know that their life's goal is to be a singer, but they're afraid to do it because they have stage fright. You know all this stuff. And because you know all this stuff, that is going to be your secret weapon when it comes to creating a scene. Trust me. So the next time you sit down to write a log line, don't look at it like this big daunting thing. Look at it like a puzzle piece. Ask yourself, okay, do I have my protagonist? Do I have my inciting incident? Do I know my protagonist's goal? And then what is the central conflict? Or I can give you another term other than that. What are the obstacles, the challenges, the hardships that my character is going to have to go through? An example that comes to mind, I don't know if any of you have seen the Selena series about the late Tejano singer, Selena Quintanilla. That series really did her justice when it came to talking about their struggle and what they went through and everything like that. Because here's what happened. She didn't always start out big and on top like that. And a lot of people in life in general, they see the person once they made it, once they're a quote unquote overnight success. But I love what they did with the Selena series, because they showed them at the bottom. They showed it when her father and mother had to close down their restaurant because of the recession in the 1970s or 80s. They had to go through moments where they had to move in with family because they couldn't afford to live on their own anymore. They had to go through moments where they were only getting gigs for little small town birthday parties, and that's it. It took years for them to get to the point where they were a sensation. At first, people did not like the fact that she was a female Tejano singer, and the script and the entire series showed that. It showed the journey. It showed the struggle. You cannot be afraid to show the struggle, because that is what people can relate to. We as human beings cannot relate to a scenario where it was a smooth transition, everything is perfect, no hardship, nothing bad ever happened, we were just skipping through daisies. Like, that does not happen in that manner, unfortunately, you know what I mean? We would all love it if life had a smooth transition, but would it be relatable? No. Because most people don't have that story. Most people had to start from the bottom up. I'm one of those people, so I can relate to that. So when you're thinking of central conflict, ask yourself, what is my character's struggle? And I guarantee you, you will find the answer. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. I'm Jessica Tanner. Thank you for listening to the Write Script podcast. Make sure to subscribe, share, listen, download. You can find my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor FM, and of course, iHeartRadio. And right now, we're at 31 listeners strong. We're trying to get to 50. Thank you to all my loyal listeners, and have a great rest of your day. And I'll catch you again in the next episode.